event kind of thing, and that people, I think, went for the Dutch courage before they arrived at the cinemas. The afternoon screenings were all fine. In fact, tea time was fine. But when it came to 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, that's when the problems began to appear.
Yeah, just the after work, going out for a few sherbets, and then let's have a party beforehand and let's get the party going attitude.
Yeah, well, I think that was very much it. And what we have the situations, particularly in city centre, where people were... they were certainly high spirited, and I think there were people who came along with maybe I'm imagining, you know, groups of girls, and maybe one or two didn't really want to be there. And the fact was, you know, there's nothing more annoying than when you go into the cinema where people just sit and talk.
Oh, totally.
While other people are saying, look, hang on a second, I paid to see this movie. I bought my tickets 2 months ago. You know, I want to see it, and these people just didn't care, and were incredibly rude to each other, incredibly rude to staff. And, you know, it just isn't acceptable.
And what did you have to do?
Well, I made a decision after Friday night to bring in security men. So that, you know, we were making it very, very clear that if you've bought your ticket, you have the right to watch the film in peace. And it certainly we were, in a very light-hearted way, let's say, letting people know by visibility that any nonsense, and they were going to be turfed out.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to evict anybody on Friday night?
Friday night, we asked some people to leave, yes, without success. And I have to say that we were taken a little bit by surprise at the maturity. I mean, we're talking about women in their 40s and 50s.
The sort of people you think should know better.
You would be, you know, they're the people who left us totally shocked, you know, I mean. Where you think, oh my goodness, you know, and of course that's what happens, I guess, when there's too much alcohol taken. But by Saturday night, I have to say, everybody was as good as gold. We had high spiritness, which is fine as people were entering the cinema, but everybody sat down for the most part and enjoyed it.
Well, that's the main thing, because I know I was watching, funnily enough, it was a Loose Women on Friday, and they were saying the best way to go and see this movie is having had quite a few cocktails with your friends. So it's that sort of... comment that possibly is saying, oh, well, sure, if the Loose Women can do it, why can't we?
Well, you know what? Listen, the thing is, it was an event movie, particularly. I mean, Saturday was extremely busy too, but Friday, because of special bookings and stuff like that, was the big night. It was like waiting for New Year's Eve, if mm-hmm. you like. It was that kind of atmosphere that brought people along. And of course, as I say, you know, if you're in an office and six of the girls are going out and you don't really want to go, but you feel coerced to go along because, well, I don't want to be the prude or whatever, you know, and maybe some people just felt uncomfortable. And at that level, you know, as I say, if you have no interest in watching the film, no matter what it is, or if you're embarrassed about the content and stuff like that, then you're going to get itchy feet and itchy fingers there. You're going to start just annoying other people. I think for the most part, that's exactly what happened and why it was uncomfortable for people on Friday evening. There were people there who really didn't want to be there.
Yeah, and that was the main problem. I have to admit, cinema etiquette is something that really does start to bug me. I went to see American Sniper a couple of weeks ago, and there was a guy in front who had his phone on and he was checking his texts. And okay, it wasn't ringing, but it was the light was annoying me. And then there were a bunch of women behind who had seen the bit that where they have to use a fake baby, and they started going, oh, this is the bit where they use the fake baby. Can you see that? Can you see that? And I'm going, shut up!
Well, certainly mobile phones are an issue. I was in my Korean complex yesterday, just peeping through the projection room, and all I could see was an array of lights. Now, it was before the film began, but I have to say, and it wasn't at one of my cinemas, I'm not going to say what cinema was that.
Okay.
About 2 months ago, a guy sat the whole way through this movie with his big Samsung, which is like a big television in his own right, and a guy came down at the end of the show and punched him.
What?
Because... Yeah, he was obviously he was punched in the face. It wasn't one of my cinemas, so I'm glad to say that. But the fact was, if you're sitting at the back of the cinema and it's a tiered seating, and you're watching a screen, and someone to your bottom left or bottom right has a bright screen on the whole way through the movie. I mean, my goodness, you know what it's like when we land on an airplane now, before they've even touched down, everybody gets their phone on.
Absolutely.
Can we not do without a message for 2 or 3 minutes?
It seems
to be mad.
I couldn't agree more. I must admit, you know, I go to your cinemas quite often, and I have to say your staff are absolutely superb, and they do deserve medals at times for some of the treatment that they get, but they're always very good about patrolling the aisles every now and then, just checking that people's phones are off.
Yeah, well, the thing is that people switch into silent. I mean, if you had a babysitter, I understand, you know, and bring it to dim or whatever, but don't put it in a cup holder beside you. Set it in between your knees or something like that there, and then leave. If that's the case, leave and go and check whatever the message is, whatever. But as I say, I mean, we've had a great weekend with 50 Shades. I mean, it has been good. Overall, as I say, we had our incidents on Friday night. And you know, I think, Palma, across the country, I think most cinemas, if they're being honest, would actually report the same thing. It was that type of New Year's Eve thing. But if you haven't seen the movie, it's on across the country. You know, go and see it now. I think it's all settled down and you'll get a chance to watch it in peace and quiet.
And box office takings pretty good for it, assume.
Oh, phenomenal. We're very happy.
Mr. McAdam off on another holiday soon. Michael, listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much indeed for joining us. So Michael McAdam from Movie House Cinemas there, just talking about the slightly raucous atmosphere, very raucous atmosphere of ladies in particular having far too many sherbets before going to see 50 Shades of Grey. And a lady who would never be raucous, but on our behalf, she manfully fought her way through the crowds. Our Cathy, you went to see 50 Shades.
I did. I would also like to point out that I was sober. And I did not use my phone during the entire film.
Love it.
And also I would like to point out that I hadn't read the book. So I went with kind of a preconceived notion as to what it was going to be.
And the look on your face is quite priceless. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
Good.
But I have to say it wasn't as out there as I expected it to be. There definitely wasn't as much nudity or kind of, you know, those kind of raunchy scenes. It was all right. It was just, it showed the story. I think the film more focused on the storyline, the more kind of like the love kind of storyline between the two characters. And it kind of just followed through and they, you know, explored different angles. And he obviously wanted her to be a certain way and to conform to what he wanted and conform to his life and his way of thinking and his desires, and she fought against that. So in a way, it's one of those films, you know, it's worth going to see. It is Jamie Dornan, he is in it, and I have to say I actually have more respect for him now than I did when he was in The Fall.
Right.
Yeah. To be honest, he kind of annoyed me in The Fall.
Uh-huh.
But in this, in 50 Shades of Grey, I think he took both lead characters, they took on the characters really well, and I think they played up to it and they played up to the storyline. I mean, there are some lovely scenes within it, and there are, you know, it is visually stimulating, so it is definitely worth going to see.
Because I remember seeing an interview with Sam Taylor Johnson.
She directed No More Boy, which is an incredible film.
Absolutely.
As well. And I think a lot of people probably were disappointed whenever they went to see it because they expected a lot more nudity, they expected a lot more raunchiness, they expected to be a lot more risque because they had read the book, and I think the book is very, very explicit.
Do you think, though, if it had been made by a British filmmaker, it would have been a completely British made movie, it might have been more raunchy, because the American audiences don't seem to go for
that. No, they don't. It probably would have been a lot edgier.
Yeah.
This film was not edgy at all. It was not. I have seen, it's an 18, okay, there is some.
But I've seen 15s that I go, this is a 15?
There are some things that I've seen that are 15 or 18 and I kind of think, oh my word, you know. There was a series a couple of years ago, This Is England.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? That series completely blew my mind, so did the film. And this was an 18 and I kind of thought, you know, I thought maybe you would be embarrassed if you went to see this film. I went to see it with my friend and her mum.
Yeah.
And I thought before this, I had a kind of a word with my friend and said, you know, would this be all right? You know, your mum going to see it with us? And she said, oh no, she just wants to see what the fuss is about. And I really wasn't. Maybe it just takes a lot to shock me. I wasn't shocked.
Yeah. Because I haven't read the books either.
No.
And I don't know whether it's more to do with my friends, where they say, well, we were waiting to hear, to read what the really sexy bits that people have been saying about. I don't know if it says more about my friends or not.
I attempted the book. I read two pages and thought, I thought it was a bit poorly written, to be honest. And it didn't grab me. I couldn't be bothered. But again, I think a lot of people who are going to see this film, they just want to have an opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see basically what all the fuss is about. Obviously, it is a strong cast and there has been a lot of, you know, there's been an awful lot of hype. It's like Twilight. I went to see Twilight and I didn't even care.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's one of those things.
Yes, exactly. And one of the things that has been coming to the fore, and I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not saying what, one way or the other, is that there are a lot of people are protesting the fact that it is portraying abuse on women.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there is. But with the... In the film, it's kind of, she does disagree with something. You know, he has a criteria, he has a contract for it. She doesn't sign, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but she doesn't initially fully agree to it. So it's kind of, she does give her own opinion on what he wants and she does play along with it. So it's, she's not being completely dominated. Uh-huh. That she isn't. She really isn't.
And without giving it away, as
yeah,
I know,
sorry,
because
apologies to everyone.
No, you're doing very well.
Right.
Because I am going to see it on Wednesday with some friends purely for research purposes,
of course.
The fact that they wanted Jamie Dornan, I saw an interview with him over the weekend, and he was saying that the love story is what they have concentrated on in the film. And the fact that there hadn't been a story running through, there wouldn't have been three books and 100 million people wouldn't have read it.
Because ultimately, to break it down, it's a guy who has issues. He has major, major issues. And these issues relate to whatever happened in his earlier life, childhood or whatever. And this has come to the forefront within his physical and personal relationships. And he obviously wants the female that he's involved with to fulfill his criteria and to fulfill what he wants. But with this, the girl he meets is obviously a bit more special. She's different from the ones before. And do you know what? At the end of the day, who doesn't want a nice, hot, rich man running after them, taking them out and saying that they want him? Come on, let's be honest about this here.
I think you might be right, Pat.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah,
you know?
He ticks the boxes. And it was important also for the director to have get to relatively... to play the parts, because I can't think of any mainstream actors that would have...
Jamie Dornan was actually, from what I've read and what I've read, he wasn't the
first. He wasn't first choice, no.
It was the guy, the French...
Yes, whose name is escaping me at the minute. But
to be honest, I think Jamie Dornan kind of, he was the correct person to play this character, because I think the guy, the other guy who's in my head, and I cannot remember his name for the life of me, I think he probably would have been too polished, too perfect.
Yeah.
Manish, I don't know. I think Jamie Dornan has a little bit of vulnerability within him, and I think that's kind of a little bit a part of his character. You know, he plays this kind of, you know, this man, this big, powerful man. He's, you know, runs this really big business and get women to fall at his feet, and his staff, you know, are these incredibly attractive women. He can have anything that he wants, but yet there's still a bit of vulnerability within him. I think there's still something.
He's still a wee boy. Uh-huh.
Still kind of trying to focus on what he wants, and at the end of the day, in the film, he's cast as being 27. Mm. So when, you know, you're in your 20s, you know, what do you want?
Absolutely.
Sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Well, so listen, it's definitely worth going to see.
And the acting is not, I've heard bad reports about the acting, that it's unfortunate that Jamie Dornan is concentrating too much and doing the American accent, that the acting doesn't come with it as well. But acting wise, okay.
I was actually speaking to someone earlier as I was coming up the stairs, and she, lady works just around the newsroom there, and she said that she actually, do you know what, whenever Irish actors, they play, you know, they put on an American accent, it can seem annoying. It wasn't annoying. It was actually very good.
It's the other way round. It's when American actors do
their... don't even get me started. But you know what? I think,
God love Brad Pitt.
I think both leading characters of both the actor and actress, Dakota Johnson.
Yeah,
they both, I think they had an excellent director. I think she worked really well with what she had, considering the book is from what I can tell, correct me if I'm wrong, the book is quite weak, sort of thing. But I think that they did a great job in that respect. It's not a complete masterpiece. It probably doesn't deserve all the hype. But again, it is one of those things. It's worth a watch. And you know what? It was something nice to do on a Sunday afternoon.
Well,
there are worse things.
That's the main thing. I do love the different things that... it's not so much the sales that are in Anne Summers that are going through the roof. It's actually sales in hardware departments. And the fire service have issued warnings about safe sex. Don't lose the keys to your handcuffs.
Yeah, that's good advice.
And I think it also goes to show your friends taking her mother to see 50 Shades of Grey. I took my mother to see Paddington.
Oh, did you? There's the difference. But I have to say, I asked them at the end of the film, you know, what do they think of it? And they said, yeah, you know, I enjoyed it. You know, it wasn't completely incredible. I'm still glad I've seen it. Uh-huh. So there you go.
Well, Cathy, on our behalf, thank you so much indeed for your review. And
thank you, Pamela.
We'll pick another one for you to go and see this week.
Okay. Thanks.
Cheers, Cathy.
Bye-bye.